The money awarded to Arkansas high school students from the state's lottery is attracting some attention at the state capitol. Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis has the story.
A fight over changes to the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery is unfolding in the state capitol. In one corner stands District 17 Senator Johnny Key, a Republican from Mountain Home. Senator Key, along with Representative Jeremy Gilliam of Judsonia, filed a bill earlier this week that Senator Key says would make necessary changes in the amounts awarded to recipients of the Arkansas Academic Challenge Scholarship in order to close a projected shortfall in the lottery scholarship fund.
We were on an unsustainable course that we were paying out more money than we were taking in through the lottery. The reason that we've been able to do that up to this point was because of the first 7 months of sales of the lottery tickets created about an $80 million reserve before we started awarding scholarships. That reserve has been spent down, and we had to fix the solvency issue going forward.
And in the other corner for this match is Key's frequent sparring partner on issues lottery related, former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. If you'll recall, Halter was one of the loudest cheerleaders for the scholarship lottery when the original proposal went before voters in 2008.
This legislation will make it significantly more difficult for Arkansas students to achieve a higher education. With virtually no warning to tens of thousands of parents and students, this proposed bill fundamentally changes the program to the point where it will reduce the number of Arkansas students able to enter a state college or university. It's a bad idea for students and parents, and it's a bad idea for Arkansas. The fact is that more students have received the lottery scholarship than was initially projected. That's an enormous success that deserves to be built upon rather than cut.
Whereas the current system awards $4,500 annually to students enrolled in four-year colleges and half that amount to students at two-year schools, the proposed change would implement a tiered award system in which four-year students would receive $2,000 in their freshman year and an additional $1,000 in each successive year. Students at two-year schools would receive $2,000 each year. The proposed bill has received criticism that lower awards to incoming freshmen would make it more difficult for low-income students to enter college. Senator Key disagrees with that assessment.
If we did nothing other than just change the scholarship amount, they were going to get $3,500. So there's a $1,500 gap that now those students will overcome. I think a student that wants to go to university will find a way to overcome that through other local scholarships. There are a lot more scholarships available to graduating seniors from high school that can be accessed than what's available to, say, a junior or a senior in college.
Of course, Halter disagrees with Senator Key on this point, saying that the state should do more, not less, in making higher education more attainable and affordable in the state.
You know, when you go out and you vaccinate a population against a disease, if you run out of a vaccine, you don't start cutting the amount of vaccine per patient or don't start leaving people out. Instead, you go manufacture more vaccine. And it's the same principle here.
As far as how he would, quote, manufacture more vaccine for the scholarship lottery system, Halter offered no suggestions other than that he would not do what HB 1295 suggests, though we're sure to hear his plans within the next year and a half as he moves forward with plans to run for governor in 2014. Above all, though, Halter reiterated that he thinks the scholarship lottery has been a resounding success.
The numbers speak for themselves. There have been almost 100,000 scholarships awarded just in the last 3 years. The lottery already has produced more than $300 million of scholarship assistance, which was not there before. We now have triple the amount of financial assistance from the state, as we did previously, going into college scholarships for Arkansas students.
But Key says that while his proposal of tiered scholarship awards will help encourage students to complete degrees, the lottery scholarship was never intended to be a primary method of funding a college education.
It was always intended to be an assist. And whether you go to a two- or a four-year college, this will still be assistance to do that. So I think it still fulfills the original goal of the lottery scholarship, which was to get more college-going out of high school into college to advance that. What this proposal does is actually helps us with our goal of completion.
A 2011 report by the Arkansas Department of Higher Education found that 37.8% of first-time freshmen entering a four-year college between 2005 and 2010 completed their degree, while only 19.8% of first-time freshmen entering two-year colleges between 2008 and 2010 graduated from their degree programs. Whatever happens in the legislature with HB 1295, one thing is clear. Though there are more students than ever attending college in Arkansas, converting those students into graduates will likely take more than just a single piece of legislation. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.